Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. And today, I want to talk about a garden sanctuary. And if you live in an apartment, you don't have to tune out because it's really all about nature and how good we feel when we are around trees and plants and flowers. There's been study after study done that shows that it really does have an impact on us, a positive impact. So, having said that, what do I mean by a garden sanctuary? Well, we all need a place that just feels lovely. And that can be a window box, a patio, or an acre of land. It doesn't matter. But there can be something that just you can feel the stress start to drop. You can feel the anxiety start to drop. That's what I mean. So if we don't live in a place, if you don't live in a place that provides you with a way to walk outside and have your own little place, you can bring it in and create a place for yourself that feels wonderful. So whether you have a little place or a large place for nature, think about what makes you smile. Is it flowers? Is it seeing tomatoes grow? What is it? Is it, or is it green? Just green. So think about what flowers you really, not just flowers, but what plants you really like. And put them in your garden, whether it's one or two plants or a whole swath, whatever you have available to you. And make it yours, your special place. Even if you live with other people, it's okay. You can have your special place because it gives you that sensory experience. I know for myself, I really can feel viscerally that when I look at my plants or my patio, I just go, ah, oh, it really does help. Probably lower my blood pressure too, although I haven't checked. And don't forget your vertical space. Hanging pots can add to the amount of space you have. So perhaps you'll want to get some beautifully crocheted or macrame holder for the pot or a beautiful wire, something that you just think is lovely, or make it yourself and put in it something that maybe will overflow or will be bursting with color, whatever sounds good. And if you can, wherever it is that you have your plants, have some comfortable seating there. So it becomes your kind of nook to just go and sit and maybe just be, maybe meditate, maybe read a book, maybe listen to some of your favorite music. Or maybe listen to the birds sing. Now, if you are somebody who doesn't feel like you have a green thumb, another learning opportunity. So even if you think you don't like gardening or you've had enough of gardening, maybe there's some gardening in your future that would serve multiple purposes, not only creating a sanctuary, but adding to your learning, which we all want to do. So thank you for being with me today, and I hope you'll share this with whoever you think might enjoy it, and wishing you laughter today. And I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.